I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called a flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
It's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. This is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, June 7th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It is entertaining, if nothing else, right? We live in interesting times. And so we have that to appreciate, I suppose. Couldn't get much more interesting. I don't want it to. I was saying yesterday during a conversation, group conversation, that I fully expect either a revival anytime now or Jesus' return. And I'm being just slightly facetious about the latter. I used to say listening to bad guys, old school bad guys like Ray Kurzweil, maybe the year 2100, but you know, more and more listening to and reading the timeline that basically the devil has put out. I would say, I don't know, 2045, something like that, 2040, 2050, somewhere in there. It seems that's kind of, if the push continues, you know, what happens in a post-human world. It seems like that's the second arc moment that's spoken of in Romans 11:25. That's just my conjecture. Anyway, there's a lot going on. And I still think it's such a fascinating time with all of this turmoil, the crazy things going on. It's fascinating to think that we still have we still have our founding documents. We still have the Constitution. We still have the Bill of Rights. We still have the Declaration of Independence. And for better or worse, you know, you can say, well, that was all part of the Illuminized intrigue, and I wouldn't disagree. I probably wouldn't dispute any of that. However, I think we could agree that's further back in the dialectical continuum than we are now. And obviously, as I've said, you know, you look at documents like the work of the hierarchy over the Lucius Trust, not that anyone ever should, but I mean, if you have, then you can see it looks like there's some kind of grand conspiracy, for Pete's sake. They're interested in raising the consciousness of humanity. Speaking of initiation and rituals and those kinds of things, there's also that document by Alice Bailey, credited to Alice Bailey as a received work, Initiation, Human and Solar. Same thing. The theme of initiation appears in various relationships throughout the series of books. An initiation is an expansion of consciousness, a means of opening the mind and heart to a recognition of what already exists in reality, or what someone's trying to create. It is therefore a result
Good morning. You're tuned in to Road Warrior Radio Live. Finally, this Tuesday, July 26th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. So welcome to Road Warrior Radio Live again. We haven't been for a while, but where reality is still reality and not some sideshow novelty, in contrast to the stubbornly persistent illusion to the contrary. I was reminded recently that Zbigniew Brzezinski had some thoughts along these lines, obviously. Larry sent me a message recently with the subject thinking, and it includes words attributed to Brzezinski. Shortly, the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. And there is some controversy as to whether or not Brzezinski actually said those words. And if so, you know, where can we find the source of those remarks? And anyone who's familiar with Between Two Ages knows that if he didn't say those words directly, he certainly expressed sentiments along those lines. And there are online discussions, obviously, along those lines. What did Brzezinski actually say? And though the quote that I just read is disputed, he did write in Between Two Ages something very much along those lines. This is one example. The increase in exposure to news does not make for better understanding, quote unquote, of our contemporary affairs. On the contrary, it can be argued that in some respects, understanding in the sense of possessing the subjective confidence that one can evaluate events on the basis of some organized principle is today much more difficult for most people to attain. Instant but vicarious participation in events evokes uncertainty, especially as it becomes more and more apparent that established analytical categories no longer adequately encompass the new circumstances. And we've certainly seen that. You know, things are becoming very deranged increasingly, and opposites are being collided more and more in the attempted alchemical conversion of mankind to something that is very aberrant. And I would say along the lines of Genesis chapter 6. So Brzezinski said those words, and he was quoted. Some folks believe that back in 2009, he was referenced or cited in an interview with Stephen Jacobson. And that quote is, when one continually controls the information, one controls the people absorbing the information. The manufactured and controlled information on TV can be referred to as the signal, and that constant signal is what shapes and guides the masses to their conclusions, which probably reminds some folks of movies like They Live. In order to take back our minds, we must first learn to unplug the signal. By turning off your TV, you will realize the world that you're living in is suddenly very unfamiliar to you. You will see that news of no importance is constantly debated and analyzed. News of no importance is constantly debated and analyzed. And as you listen to the conversations of people around you, you realize they're talking robots, just repeating what they've heard on the news. This is exactly what Brzezinski talked about in his book Between Two Ages. He said, shortly the public will be unable to reason or think for themselves. They'll only be able to parrot the information they've been given on the previous night's news. And it's a fascinating thing. Many folks have talked about, particularly on this broadcast and this network, about this process. And it really is sort of an alchemical process. It's a very literal concept when you listen to the discussions about Lamarckian epigenetics and those kinds of things that Google, for example, is very interested in. Why are they so interested in changing us at a cellular level, so to speak, to imprint ideas, concepts, you know, more than just information, but the meta onto our DNA, so to speak, and then to have us pass that along to one another, to our children and posterity and so on. Why is that so important? So it's a fascinating realization, I suppose. Not anything new on this in this setting, I suppose. Not new for this audience, but I think it's important for us to have reality validated from time to time. This is supposed to be a place where we do the opposite of the gaslighting. If you do what is suggested in that quote, then you are considered normal more and more. And if you do not, you're considered increasingly abnormal. It's a very strange thing. And I was wondering yesterday, actually, when, you know, you still see masks around. I don't know if you see them very much where you are, but I see them occasionally, which is very strange. It's very strange to see people doing something that has no basis in science. It has a basis in pseudoscience, but it's all about controlling people. And ritual indoctrination, essentially. And the effort justification is very strong in some people. It's amazing. You know, the IKEA effect of, we wore a mask and so we helped other people. And you hear that from folks who couldn't tell you where to find, wouldn't have the first idea where to find a scientific basis for what they claim. It's astonishing. So I was wondering yesterday, when did homosexuality become like the masks? All of a sudden, now that's, you know, you're not similar to the masks if you're not, you know, openly endorsing it and supporting those who do, then somehow means you're an evil person who hates everyone. It's very strange. That, and the reason I mention that is because that is showing up. I'm seeing that in places, kind of like the masks, seemingly randomly, but that, that seems to be showing up more and more, which is very strange signs of the times, I suppose. So let's talk about some things. It's been a while. We haven't done a live broadcast in a couple of weeks as I've dealt with some things personally. And so let's talk about some stuff. How about Adam Kinzinger and the Christian Taliban? You can certainly talk about that that subject, because that's on the rise, which reminds me of Pike's letter to Mazzini. And so, again, what is astonishing, people watching television, it's, you can still go to Wikipedia and look up Operation Cyclone. So Adam Kinzinger and other folks, the point about the Christian Taliban, it is astonishing. The realization, I think, should be that if the CIA at all did it overseas, and they did, it's an established, admitted, irrefutable fact of history, Operation Cyclone, and parallel coordinated efforts, one of which most Christians, so-called, are painfully unaware. What makes any of us think the FBI can't and isn't doing it with American religious extremists, so to speak, here domestically? I mean, I've talked at length about the mosque network of informants, FBI informants. That's one of the key points that Trevor Aronson made in his 2015 TED Talk, how this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists. And he said that the FBI is responsible for the creation of more terrorists in America than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, etc., you know, all of them combined. And how can you make that claim? So this is interesting. You know, he mentioned that there's a network of about 15,000 informants in that network of creating Manchurian candidates for strategy of tension episodes. So are we naive enough to think that it doesn't happen, you know, it can't happen here, it doesn't happen in Christian churches? I think that the clergy response teams and so on are certainly arguably evidence that is happening. And, you know, it has been. So back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, I suppose. We're seeing it. We're seeing these things play out. Bit of a glitch for a second there. About to head into a break. I was saying there are a number of aspects of what's going on that are very strange and should get us thinking, if we really are objective and we, as we fancy ourselves.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system?
We're in a break. Stick around.
The biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar. If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
To a good cause is not to be skillfully attacked so much as to be ineptly defended. And so, if we fancy ourselves objective, and I think many of us do, then we should be asking questions. One of them, I like the questions that I posited in the first segment. I think another might be, what do you suppose happens when we say around children, so in their earshot, something along the lines of, oh, it's okay, he's a child, he's just a child, he doesn't know any better. Well, I have a friend who always used to say little idiots grow up to be big idiots, and so I wonder, when was the last time anyone saw a child spanked? Better question, when was the last time spankings were still considered normal, right? Good. And parents were still considered normal for disciplining their children, which doesn't obviously always include spanking, but is there any discipline of children anymore? It seems that that's kind of a passé concept. And as a result, are we getting, are we raising ashtrays? I know I've said this before, but I really wonder what the long-term consequences will be, or maybe I don't wonder so much. I think it's fairly self-evident. And very tragic and unfortunate that children are by and large prevented from having a real experience. They're fear-mongered into submission and obedience. I was reminded recently of a quote that I've mentioned before, and there are others that there are accompanying quotes, but during the church committee hearings back in the 70s was revealed from some of the documentation that came to light that from CIA Project Artichoke, which was the precursor to MKUltra, from a memo dated January 1952, there were these words: can we get control of an individual to the point where he will do our bidding against his will and even against fundamental laws of nature, such as self-preservation? And not long after that, Dr. Martin Seligman and his colleague pioneered, they said, but it really wasn't pioneering. It was a continuation of Wilhelm Wundt's work and B.F. Skinner, and all these guys who thought of man as little more than an animal or a machine that could be programmed. You know, obviously, at the same time, you have the cybernetic discussion. If we can program a ballistic missile, why can't we program people in the same kind of fashion? So this is what's been happening. And we see it with children. And again, now, if you're not participating in that, well, that's weird. Why would you do that? I witnessed some, you know, evidence of this recently. Maybe I'll tell a story on the other side of the break. It was absolutely astonishing to witness people acting in a very, very bizarre fashion, as if it's perfectly normal. And so, as I mentioned, in communities where this has been normalized, and social settings where this has been normalized, then what happens to the person who doesn't go along with the nonsense? I've mentioned how even the Wikipedia entry for the narcissistic personality disorder mentions that to be considered symptomatic of a personality disorder, one, the characteristics or one's behavioral traits must differ substantially from social norms. Well, who decides what social norms are? And that's sort of the rhetorical question. The folks who write the manual on the plague, as Freud referred to on the trip over with Carl Jung. And so it seems that's where we are these days. And I think the plague is really the selfish gene Richard Dawkins wrote about, and the staring into the abyss at the foot of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome back. All right, a couple of stories, actually. So first, my story, you know, just the evidence that the aberrant is becoming more in vogue. It seems first my story and then maybe another story or two. I recently witnessed a family well, you know what? I'll wait to tell that story. Let's go to the phones real quick. First and grab Anthony in Arizona. Anthony, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Is that I've been trying to get this message across to the American people, how to break the Federal Reserve Bank system and put it out of business. And I was just wondering if you'd like for me to completely explain how to do it and how it will succeed, because it will let them know that we're not going to take it anymore. And I also like people to know that there are two nations in the United States. There's the United States of America, which has 7 states of its own, and there's the Union Republic, which has 50 states. People are not aware that when they take a Social Security card, they give up the United States citizenship and become a citizen of the United States, which only grants them privileges and immunities. And if they want, they could take your gun away from you, because that under their statutes, you only have the privilege to have a gun. And the other one is, don't ever let the Jewish lobby say that we have assault weapons in the United States. They're all defense weapons. We have a right to all types of firearms to protect us against the United States government states. And then the assault weapon is only becomes an assault weapon when we take our weapon into another country and open fire on them. That's when it becomes an assault weapon. There's only defense weapons in the United States. The other one is, do not take direct deposit. When you do that, you're aiding and abetting your captor, because the United States is a captured nation by the communist Jewish lobby, who formed the Federal Reserve Bank and loaned money to your federal government in order to put you into bankruptcy. Then Mr. Roosevelt was allowed to steal the gold that did not belong to him, and then put it there, and put it into the Jewish bankers' vaults, and replaced it with the toilet paper with green ink called Federal Reserve notes that were only redeemable as long as they were redeemed back to gold and silver coin. When Nixon signed the law for the bankers, because they couldn't redeem them back to gold and silver, which prevented the American people from 1964 to 1970, when the mass murderer Lyndon Baines Johnson told the Israelis to sink the fucking SS Liberty.
Okay. Language. It's a family program. Family program.
Well, I want to get this out. Do not take a wire transfer. Do not make a direct deposit. When you work your 40 hours, demand that they pay you for your 40 hours of work in coin, and if they can't give you a check, bring that check to the bank and coin it, and get a coin, because the coin represents life forfeiture, where the Federal Reserve note is printed by the millions every day, and it's totally worthless, because they were only legal but never lawful as long as they were redeemable back to gold and silver. And anybody that takes them are taking toilet paper with green ink on it, and they've been devalued 2,900%. It takes 35 Federal Reserve notes to redeem a silver dollar from the U.S. Mint, and the true value of the dollar bill of the Federal Reserve is 3 pennies. It used to be 5 cents for a candy bar. Now it's $1.16 or $1.17.
Yeah, if you listen to those folks, they'll tell you that the job of the Federal Reserve has been to regulate the value of the dollar, and they've certainly done that, regulating the value of
the Constitution is going to have to answer to them for that, because the Constitution only specifically grants your Congress the right to coin. coined the money and the control the value of the contained the value of the foreign coins, and they've never amended the Constitution, which says no state is to make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of a debt. The Congress is in conspiracy with the Jewish lobby who owns the Federal Reserve that never loaned Franklin Delano Roosevelt gold or silver, and that's where the fraud takes place. He is a mass murderer. He put your country into war, as did Woodrow Wilson, to give the Jews Palestine in exchange for getting us into the war to stop England signing a treaty with France, England, and Russia. Wake up. There's nothing more dumber than an educated American when he will allow his employer to give his check to the bank to pay them for his 40 hours of labor, and then have them beg to get it out a dollar at a time. The Constitution says you're to be paid for your labor. You give up one life, a day of your life, you'll never get it back, and you're being compensated for a forfeiture of your life. Now, that when you get the coin from the bank, that represents life forfeiture, because even though it's not gold and silver anymore, because they frauded you out of it because of your ignorance and allowing them to get away with this, you have the right to declare war on Israel. They've infiltrated your country. Every one of your branches of government is controlled by a Jewish person. They have nothing but disdain for the Christian principles this nation was established under. And they hate you and your God and your Constitution, and they've done everything to destroy it. When you took a Social Security card, that was their scam to take you out of the United States and put you into the citizenship of the United States, which you only have privilege and immunity. You are a total, absolute 94% slave. And the only thing you have left of freedom of use is to choose where you're going to sleep, what you're going to eat, and who you're going to sleep with. Other than that, you have no freedom whatsoever. They control every movement you make by taxing your heartbeat 281 times or more from the time the food is processed, put in the stores, over the federal highways, the federal tax trucks, federal tax gasoline, you have federal tax water, federally taxed electricity. There's 200 federal, Jewish implemented federal taxes on your food. When you eat the food, then you get the energy to talk, and you get the energy to listen to me. I'm telling you the truth because God told me that they've come to America to steal, deceive, kill, and destroy. They've changed your morals. Right. They've changed
your
money.
It's John 10:10. The thief came. John 10:10. The thief came only to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." It's not, you know, to say the Jews, though, is to get target fixated. I mean, first of all, we need to define terms and establish who we're talking about. You know, that's a blunted perspective on exactly who's who in the zoo. And we've talked about that on this broadcast. Others have on this network as well. But
I don't hear you, sir. I don't know what you're telling me, because I've taken the time to give up my life to tell you the truth. Schumer,
I don't understand what you mean by you don't hear me. What does that mean, Anthony?
Yes, but I just say Schumer, Boxer, Feinstein, Franks, Franken, Bernanke, Greenspan, these people have tricked you into believing that you owe them trillions of dollars when they even bankrupted themselves with $10 trillion in 2008, and then your evil, wicked Congress gave them a blessing. You said they were too big to fail, and they gave them another $10 trillion because they know how stupid the American people are.
Yeah. So what did Joe Biden mean when he said that you don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist?
Joe Biden is a plant of the Jewish lobby. He has no right being president. He's a feeble-minded the thief that his son.
But what did he mean? What did he mean, though, when he said that? What do you suppose he meant?
I'm 93 years old, and I know what Mr. Roosevelt said. I know how he even got you into the Second World War. He is an evil,
but
wicked master.
Was the Second World War his plan?
Yes, he planned it, and it was already the war machine was already into motion because they knew they were going to provoke Japan to attack, so they could attack Germany, who wised up to what the Jews did to Germany.
Well,
and they had to do that in order, because Germany was an ally with Japan, so they provoked Japan to attack, so Roosevelt could use the excuse to declare war on Germany. Germany had no business being attacked by us. We committed murder against the German people twice, the First World War and the Second World War.
Right. And so what did, I think of the interview, Ivy Lee being interviewed before Congress, talking about how he was sent to interview Hitler to see basically if he qualified for the job of supreme dictator. It's kind of the way I would put it.
What this country needs right now is a dictator to get rid of the Jews, like Putin is trying to do in the Ukraine. He's getting them the hell out of there, and then when we get them out of here, our country will be a free Christian nation again.
So what makes you believe that that's the case?
Because that's the only one. Because right now,
do you hear that though? Where do you hear that?
Your Congress and your senators are in bed with the Jewish lobby, because they print more money for them. They go in there.
My question is, where do you hear that? Where do you get the message? Where do you think you get an objective view that Ukraine is somehow different? What's going on in Ukraine is different. Where do you get the information that tells you that?
You get it from Putin's mouth. He speaks in Russian, and it's translated into English. He knows your enemy is my enemy.
But where do you get that information? Where does that translation come through? Where do you see that? Where do you read it? Where do you watch it?
I'm afraid to tell you, it's come from a Hollywood producer who made a lot of films and a lot of documentaries, and he's a tag targeted person like myself. I'm afraid to give you his name, but if it would do you any good, but first of all, your people have to stop.
So you're saying that he translates
money?
So you're saying that this gentleman translates Putin's speeches himself?
Putin is your best friend and ally in Russia. The Jews destroyed Russia in 1917.
Well, yeah. Again, we need to define terms. It's not the Jews. It's the Bolshevik contingent, specifically,
Communism is Judaism. Communism is Judaism. Judaism is communism.
No. Orthodox Judaism is not communism.
Communism is Judaism, and there was not one Jew went into Egypt, and not one Jew came out. They were all Israelites. Jews are Ashkenazi Khazars.
Biblically, that's not correct. That's not correct. Biblically, Paul is talking about. So you're saying when Paul says, I'm a Jew, when he says he's a Jew in the Bible, he's Ashkenazi?
I don't think so. Grace said, I came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and I came to the Jew first. And he told the woman at the well about...
Right, so who was he referring to?
He
said, I came to the Jew first. What did you just say to define terms? You're jumping all over the place, Anthony. We can't have a conversation if you do that.
When the Israelites were put into captivity, they got infiltrated by the Jewish people. The Jewish people then took over the synagogue and made chaos to what Abraham's children said.
That's a different contingent, though. Different contingent. You're commingling terms and people groups.
Let me stay on one
you
point.
You have to.
Joseph went into Egypt as a slave because their brother sold him because they had the coat of many colors and all of that good stuff. That then that the nation was built up by Israelites. And when the Bible does not say the Egyptians oppressed the Jews, the Israelites, the Israelites were oppressed by the Assyrians. The Assyrians are the same people who moved into Egypt that are moved into your country.
We're bouncing
today
all over the place. If we want to have a conversation, we can do that, but we have to be able to, you know, focus on one subject and work through it and not bounce around. Hold that thought, Anthony. Hold that thought. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after the short break.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
Beyond the suns that guard this roost, beyond
beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns. An old man sits collecting stamps in a room all filled with Chinese lamps. He saves what others throw away. He says that he'll be rich someday. We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Back. All right, so Anthony, I would love to talk about some of these points that you're making, but would you be willing to have a conversation about them for just a few minutes? We've gone on for, you know, many, many minutes with just kind of rhetorical sound bites. I'd love to address a few of these things point by point.
All right. I want to say what the one thing that I know can save your country and save you.
Wait a minute. Would you be willing to have a conversation about a few of these points that you make?
I sure would. I'd like to get what God has put in my mind.
You've been doing that for the last 20 minutes or so. You've been doing that already, but I'd like to talk about a few of these points. For example, you know, the quote that communism is Judaism, and
yes,
Judaism is communism. That is right. Erroneous. That's not accurate.
And no Jew went into Egypt, and no Jew came out of it. They were all Israelites. They were the seeds of Abraham, Jacob, and Isaac. Abraham fathered Isaac. Isaac, Jacob. Jacob's name was changed to Israel. They sold the brother into slavery. When they went in there, there were only Israelites that went in. Then Moses freed Israelites, not Jews. The first time that I read Jew that's in the Bible is under Esther. Because it was with Haman and Mordecai. That's the first time that the word Jew was used in the Old Testament.
All right, so let's pick up the discussion on the other side of the break in the second hour for a few minutes. I don't want to get completely sidetracked on this, but I do want to talk about it for a few minutes. Second hour coming up, folks. Stick around. I'll be right back after this short break.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.